CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus hospitalizations in Colorado hit another high for the year yesterday, 1,565. Infectious disease doctor Eric Pershler worries that number will grow over the holidays.
Everyone's not only getting together, but they're sort of mixing nationwide in this vast shuffling thing we do every Thanksgiving and Christmas. And there's almost certainly going to be a further jump.
Hospitalizations are approaching the pandemic peak of more than 1,800 last year. All the latest numbers on the pandemic in Colorado are at CPR.org. Community groups have filed what may be a last-ditch appeal to close the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge. CPR Sam Brash reports the former Cold War-era weapons site opened for recreation 3 years ago.
The government spent billions to clean up the site, which was used to build triggers for nuclear warheads. Neighborhood and environmental groups claim it wasn't enough. They want an appeals court to overturn an earlier decision to keep the refuge open and say the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must complete a more careful environmental assessment. Otherwise, they say visitors risk coming across plutonium-contaminated soil. A separate federal court recently dismissed a similar appeal from the town of Superior. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
International protests over the Biden administration's handling of a crisis in Ethiopia came to Aurora this week. Members of Aurora's Ethiopian and East African community protested against any potential U.S. intervention in the escalating conflict in Ethiopia. Mame Worku is from Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, and now lives in Denver.
We don't want to see Libya happen all over again. The Biden administration is talking about sending American troops to Ethiopia. We do not need American lives to be sacrificed for something that is not at all needed.
Aurora's protests joined coordinated demonstrations in other cities, including London, Johannesburg, and Washington, D.C. Colorado has a new U.S. attorney. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Cole Finnegan as the state's top federal prosecutor. Finnegan previously served as Denver's city attorney. This is CPR News.